California is going through a difficult time. And this is a challenging moment for all of us. I come here tonight to take responsibility, to set the record straight, and to talk about our future. Let's first talk about energy. I know many of you feel that I was too slow to act during the energy crisis. I got your message, and I accept that criticism. I played the hand I was dealt over Congress if I could. I inherited the energy deregulation scheme, which put all of us at the mercy of the big energy producers. We got no help from the federal government. In fact, when I was fighting Enron and the other energy companies, these same companies were sitting down with Vice President Cheney to draft a national energy strategy. Recent federal investigations have proven that California was victimized by a massive fraud. Energy executives are on their way to... Three years ago, I refused to give in to the pressure to raise rates astronomically. Everyone I talked to said, raise rates, raise rates, raise rates. I would not do it. And I also couldn't let our homes, our businesses, or our schools go dark. So I went to work, bought power, built new plants, encouraged conservation from the good people of this state, and encouraged the use of clean energy. My friends, last Friday, 50 million Americans lost power for 29 hours. In California, not a single light has gone out in the last 2 years. I'm not looking for praise. We made our share of mistakes. And like you, I wish I had known then all I know now. But my friends, if any of the Republicans in this recall campaign criticize the way we dealt with the energy crisis, you ask them specifically what they would have done to keep the lights on. Now let's talk about the budget. I'm not happy with the budget I signed recently. I said so then. I repeat that today. But it was the best we could do, given the position of Republican legislators who would not compromise and who wanted to strip away health insurance benefits from 400,000 children of working parents rather than increase taxes on the wealthiest Californians. But as everyone considers how we got in this situation, let me put our situation into perspective. The American economy has tanked. Over the last couple of years, it has shed 3 million jobs and gone from record surpluses to record deficits. 46 other states are facing similar problems. Yes, I could have been tougher in holding down spending when we had big surpluses. But let's be clear. Our increases on my watch went to education and health care, and I make no apology for that. When I took office, we ranked near the bottom in per pupil spending, 43rd to be specific. We are now 26, and we're making progress. In fact, just last Friday, the superintendent of public instruction announced dramatic improvement in student test scores for the fifth year in a row. Let me just say that the thanks should go to teachers, parents, school board members, principals, and all the hardworking people in education. Let me tell you something else about the budget. In California, the Constitution prohibits spending a dollar unless you get a two-thirds vote of the legislature. So those spending increases I mentioned during the early part of my term, healthcare and education, those increases were supported by Democrats and Republicans in Sacramento. And one more point on the budget. Some Republicans accuse me of hiding the deficit. That is preposterous, my friends. In California, state finances are a matter of public record. They're available to anyone who wants to see. Now let's talk about the recall. This recall is bigger than California. What's happening here is part of an ongoing national effort to steal elections Republicans cannot win. Started with the impeachment of President Clinton when the Republicans could not beat him in 1996. It continued in Florida, where they stopped the vote count, depriving thousands of Americans of the right to vote. This year, they're trying to steal additional congressional seats in Colorado and Texas, overturning legal redistricting plans. Here in California, the Republicans lost the governor's race last November. Now they're trying to use this recall to seize control of California just before the next presidential election. They spent $3 million to put this recall on the ballot. But you're going to have to spend $65 million of your hard-earned tax dollars to conduct that election. I'm sure you'll agree with me. That money would be better spent educating our children. Call me old-fashioned. And I am. Call me old-fashioned. But I believe when an election is over, the people have spoken, and it's time to get to work and do the public's business. There are many reasons to be against this recall. It's expensive, it's undemocratic, it's a bad precedent, and it almost certainly will breed more recalls. The end result will be more campaigning, not less, more politics, not less, and less time to do the public's business. The Republicans behind this recall say they want you to oust me for past mistakes. My friends, they don't give a rip about past mistakes. This is all about control in the future, seizing back the governor's chair, and believing with so many candidates running for office, they can do it with just a handful of California voters. That's what this is about. Thank you. For the next 7 weeks, my highest priority will be doing the job you elected me to do. But make no mistake, I am going to fight this recall and the right-wing forces behind it. You can take that to the bank. follow that. All right, that's just fine. My friends, from day one, I have fought to improve our schools. This year in Sacramento, believe it or not, the Republicans wanted to kick 110,000 kids out of kindergarten. But we worked together and we stopped them. Our schools are getting better, and I pledge you to work every day to improve them further. Now, that's my highest priority. I said from the very beginning, my three highest priorities are education, education, education. The schools are getting better. Kids are learning more. Teachers are better trained, doing a fabulous job. Parents are more involved. We're on the right path. I'm also proud to tell you I've signed some of the toughest environmental laws in America over the last 5 years. Laws that clean up our air, clean up our water, and protect our magnificent coastline. California has become a national leader again on the environment. And I will never allow California's strong environmental record to be reversed, not by a Republican, not by anyone. I'm going to fight to protect this environment. The same is true for reproductive rights, privacy rights, and civil rights. We've passed the toughest laws in the nation, bar none, on all three subjects. And while the Bush administration spends its time peering into our bedrooms, our homes, and our libraries, I have been working with Democratic legislators in Sacramento to pass the toughest financial privacy law in America. My friends, no one should look at your bank balances, your spending habits, or your personal financial data unless you give them permission to do so. I will sign a bill this year that will protect your financial privacy, whether I'm governor for another 7 weeks or another 3 years. Now, let me speak about another issue that will be on the ballot. Proposition 54. Proposition 54 is another Republican effort to divide Californians over race. I'm going to fight this initiative, and I'm going to fight every day to make equal opportunity a reality for every person living in this great state. Now, the budget problems we've been dealing with need a long-term fix. I've signed the budget, I have, but we need a long-term fix. And I will soon appoint a distinguished commission of knowledgeable people to propose changes in our budget structure to avoid the wild fluctuations we've seen over the last 4 years and which we saw in the early 90s. I also want to make this state better. I want to make it better to work and to do business, whether you're in the private sector, the public sector, or the nonprofit world. Wherever you're working, you're experiencing skyrocketing increases in worker compensation rates, and I pledge to you I will sign a bill this year that will stop those increases. there's much more that needs to be done in California. This election is about your future. I intend to fight for it, and I need your help. Now, this is not going to shock you. I may not be the warmest TV personality in politics, but I am warming to this fight. And I will go all over this state, talk to all comers, answer all their questions, and I might have one or two of my own to ask them. Now, the Republicans say this recall is about ousting me for past problems. But, my friends, we're getting over our past problems. California did not go dark. I signed a budget. The schools are getting better, and our economy will turn around. But this right-wing power grab is something we won't get over. It would do lasting damage to our state, our environment, and the very fabric of our democracy. This is a fight worth making, and I need your help. Friends, if you give me your help, I'll do everything in my power over the next 3.5 years to represent everyone in this great state, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, and to give our children the future they deserve. Thank you for coming here tonight. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you.
We just heard Governor.
You're listening to live coverage of remarks by California Governor Gray Davis delivered moments ago on the campus of UCLA. This is a special broadcast of the California Report from KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. And
thanks to the California Report and our sister station KQED in San Francisco for that live feed of Governor Gray Davis at UCLA.